Today's daf in New Shalmei Brachot, in the daf Yomi, is daf Nun Hey. And we are up to Bimea Omer Nevorech. Now, you may have noticed that we've got a really crazy contradiction in the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off and says, doesn't matter if you got 10, doesn't matter if you got 10 Reba, which is 100,000 people. You never change it, you say the same thing. And the very next word is, and then if you've got 100, then you've got to add X. And if you've got 1,000, you've got to add Y. And if you've got 10,000, etc., etc. So obviously, we're talking about two completely different shitot over here. So how do you explain that? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, well, zo divrei Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. Obviously, when we say over here, that we talk about these different nuskaot, as we explain in the Mishnah proper. It's divrei Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, Masha Inken, according to the Chachomim, that is to say, Rabbi Akiva argues, and he mentions it's the same as Baruch Hu, indeed it's Echad Eser V'Echad Eser Ribo. And by the very fact that Rabbi Yochanan calls Rabbi Akiva Chachamim, it seems clear that he is saying that that is the halacha, because otherwise he would say there's a Rabbi Akiva. Rova Omar, halacha kemisha omer echad eser v'echad eser ribu. We indeed paskin that it makes absolutely no difference how many people are there. The maximum we say is nevorech elokeinu. But one thing is clear, there's no argument at all that you cannot say the elokeinu if you have less than 10. And that, of course, is based on the overall rule, the well-known rule, that ein davar shebekedusha lepachot mi'asara. And that we learn out from the Yigdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael, and that teaches us that it has to be within an adat B'nei Yisrael. But how do we know what an adat B'nei Yisrael is? How do we know this idea of a minion? So minayin le'idashi asara, and amazingly, the idea is learned out from the parasha of the Meraglim, which is wild. Ne'emar kan, in terms of a davar shebekdusha, nigdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, the word eida appears, and it says by the Meraglim, at matay le'eida hara'ah hazot. Believe it or not, the din of a minion is learned out from the Meraglim, just like the eida she'emar lahalan by the Meraglim is asara. So too, the eida by davar shebekdusha is spoken of in terms of asara. And you need to have a minimum of 10 people to be maskir d'shem. It's quite astonishing, therefore, that the two most problematic moments in the Midbar, the Meraglim and the problem of Korach, which of course come one after another in the two parshas, Shlach and Korach, are fundamentally interrelated in terms of this idea, because the word Eida, we only know, is v'nidashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, that means Eida specifically, is by the fact that it said by Korach, yibadlu mitoch ha'eida. So we learn out first Toch, and then Eida from the Meraglim, which is just simply beautiful. So here we have the din of Eida, and of course this is Bamidbar's moment of Kol HaEida, as Rashi says, Kol HaEida means Eida Shleima, following the loss of the entire Dor HaMidbar. Omar Rabbi Simon, Ne'emar Kan, it says, by Dover Shepe Gedusha, Toch, Toch B'nei Yisrael, B'nei Gedash, Ne'emar Lahalan Toch, by B'nei Yaakov, it says, Vayavo B'nei Yisrael Lishbor B'toch HaBaim, when they came to Yosef. So Ma Toch HaMur Lahalan is Asara, so that we have only the 10 of 12 children of Yaakov came down, because Yosef, of course, was there, and Binyamin didn't come down. Af Kan, here too, it was Toch, meaning Asara. If you're going to learn it out of Toch, Saginino, and there's many people, because the Toch over there is not referring to them. It's referring to B'toch HaBaim, which are thousands and thousands of people. The correct Rasha, therefore, should be Ne'emar Kan, by Dvorim over here, B'kedusha, it says over here, B'nei Yisrael, Nigdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael, and Ne'emar Lahalan, by B'nei Yaakov, it says B'nei Yisrael, there too, B'nei Yisrael. So just like the B'nei Yisrael that was said at the Knesset of Mitzrayim before Binyamin had come with them, is Asara, Afkan. Kan, it's Asara. Okay, so now it's clear to us that we're all agreed that there's no din of Maskaras Hashem unless you have Asara. And now the question is, what is wrong with Rabbi Yossi's drasha that the Makelot Baruch Elokim, that it goes according to the size of the Makela? So what exactly would Rabbi Akiva do, Mabekaimin Rabbanan, with the time of the Rabbi Yossi, which is Mashma, that we go according to the Baruch Elokim of the Makela? Well, Rabbi Akiva would hold that B'makhelot simply means not the various sizes, but rather B'chol Kihila V'Kihila. So it's therefore coming to tell me not that it changes, but because every place that we have the 10 people, we can do a separate Zimuna. Omer Rabbi Chanina Breda Rabbi Abo, it's not really a problem. It doesn't say B'makhelot, it's written as if it says B'makhelot. If it's a Makelat, then there's no distinction between Makelat and another. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva responded and said to Rabbi Yossi, "Mamatzinu bebeit haKnesset tzechad nuatim echad merubin," and it's always Baruchat Hashem. And Rabbi Shmuel throws in, "Well, not quite. It's Baruchat Hashem Amvorah." Now, Rabbi Chia Barashi got up to read. He was called up for an aliyah. So, come back, Rabbi Oraita. The Amar Baruchat Hashem. He didn't say Baruch Hashem Amvorah. So everybody wanted to shut him up. Boo! You're supposed to say Amvorah, like it says in the Mishnah. Amar lo Rav. So Rav said, "Arfune, let the poor man alone. The Noik Rabbi Akiva. Perhaps we ourselves go according to Rabbi Shmuel, but you can't boo somebody who paskas like Rabbi Akiva." Rabbi Zeira Kamikre Kohen. Rabbi Zeira was reading as a Kohen B'Mokom Levi. So he had already been called up for Kohen. There was no Levi. And then he starts reading for the Levi. And then, Beirach Lefaneha, he makes another bracha before the Kriya for Levi, because there's not a Levi there, and he's going to be the Levi. So they wanted to shut him up. What in the world? You already said a bracha. So what are you making now another bracha for? Stam bracha levatola. Amar lon Rabbi Chiya bar Rashi, "Arpune, leave him alone. The chenun and the yigin kabayu." That is the minig by them, that the Kohen who was called up for the first aliyah, he actually makes a second bracha if there's no Levi. So, I mean, basically, remember we discussed earlier the question of how we split it up. Do we have the first aliyah make the bracha before, the last aliyah the bracha after, and the middle aliyah not saying anything, which was the question that we had dealt with as the similarity to the Agudat Ezov and people that are coming together to do Birkat HaMazon and so on. But there's also another question over here, because the truth is that all of that changed after the Zman of the Gemara. They made a takana, b'pnei nichnasim, b'pnei yotzim, that everybody should make a bracha, so that way people wouldn't make the mistake of thinking either that there's no bracha lefaneh or that there's no bracha l'acharea. So in any event, the question is, if a person knows that he's being called for two aliyahs, in that case, does he make a single set of brachas on the two aliyahs? And that's what they thought that Rabbi Zeira should have done, because it was clear there was no Levi there. In any event, we continue on now by bringing the psukim that have to do with the question of different nuschos and the bracha, because it says beferish k'tiv, where they opened up over there in Sefer Nehemiah, where Ezra opens up the Sefer Torah, and it says that vayavorach Ezra at Hashem Elokim Hagadol. Now, the mashma'ut over here is that there was a particular God bracha that actually he was mevorach. It wasn't a standard bracha. That seems to really back to our sugya. Everybody was here. Maybe indeed there's a mashmaut here that you say a different nusach instead of the normal bracha Hashem mevorach. So b'megid lo, what was the grandeur of this particular pasuk? It should say yidlo b'shem mevorach, that he used the actual shem mevorach. It's usually not said openly. So it was the mokma migdash. He used it. Rav Ma'ata Amar yidlo b'vorach. What he did was is that they had dropped before, at the time of the Churban, they had dropped the Lashon of Hakel Hagadol, Hagibor Vanora. So Gibor Vanora was not mentioned, and he reinstituted it as part of the Anshei Knesset Hagadolah, as Rabbi Simon, Mishem Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Lama, indeed, Nikra, Shekneset HaGdolah. Shekneset HaGdolah begin as the Bezdin of Ezra. So why was that called HaGdolah? Because of this, Gidlo. And that they meant that they were Marzir, Shehazir, HaGdolah, Leoshna. And what was that Gedulah? The word, HaGel HaGadol. So that was brought back to the way it was because they had dropped it after it seemed that there was no real way to be Makri, Gedulah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Goyim running around and doing what they want in the Beis HaMikdash. And now they said, Hinein, Gedulah Tav, Hinein, Gvurot Tav. Omer Rebbe Pinchas. Moshe, Hitkin Matabiyah Shel Tefillah. The way that Moshe said that we should daven is HaKel HaGadol HaGibor VeHanora. So we have all of them. It comes along Yirmiyahu. At the time of the Churban, you'll notice that he did not mention any more Hanora. All he said was El HaGadol HaGibor. Because obviously when we find that in Yirmiyahu there should be such a posik, it's because he is referring to some massive, massive change. And that's what he said. El HaGadol HaGibor Hashem Tzvakot Shemo. So he must have dropped the Torah of Nora. But, I mean, the question is, it says, V'lo Amar Nora, Gibor, he did feel. V'lo Amar Gibor, I mean, the thing was a disaster. He should have said no Gibor either. Well, he said, no, on the contrary, L'zed Na'eli Krot Gibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can sit here and look at the Churban, and V'shotek, and he doesn't respond. And that's Gvura, Ezo Gibor, Kovashet Yitzro. So if that's the case, you could have said the same thing about Nora, Loma Nora. That's because Ein Nora Lo Beit HaMikdash. Shneimar Nora Elohim Mikdashecha. So Mela, if there's no Beit HaMikdash, there's really no expression of Nora Ot, which is the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That's the Mora Gadol is the Mora of the Shechina, as we say in the Haggadah Begilah. It's the Gilui of the Shechina that gives us Mora Gadol. Now Daniel came along and he said, "Hakel Hagadol v'Hanora v'lo Amar Gibor." So he said, "How can you say a Gibor where Banav Besirim beKolarin? You have the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting there in the stocks and in the chains, you know? And how is he considered to be a Gvura? How should he be not responding to this?" Okay, so why did he say Nora? Oh, he said, on the contrary, listen, I likrot Nora, and Nora Ocha Salon of Bekiv Shana H. He himself saw incredible, awesome signs that the Shekhinah was present. So in Mela, he felt that Nora was good. Given Jamdu and Sheikh Neset Agdalah, Yechziro, Kedullah, Leoshna. They went and they said, the same way as Moshe Ben had said, Akel, Akato, Akibor, Vehanora. This was that moment of Et Hashem Elohim Hagad. Back to the way that it was. Now, how in the world, asks the Gemara, does a Bosser Vadam have the chutzpah to decide if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gibor or a Naira? I mean, it seems incredible. How did they allow themselves, Yirmiyahu and Daniel, to reduce HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence? Omer Yitzchak ben Elazar, you know, Yodin hein hanaviyim she'elohan amiti. They know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely honest and real. It would be a disaster. What are you going to start doing? You're going to start being mocked if you're flattering HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say HaKel HaGadol HaGibor v'Hanorah when in your heart you don't see it and you don't feel it. So they couldn't lie. And therefore, they had to say what it is that the Toharim are that are matim to what they see. And that, of course, is the whole Indian of the Shemot and the Toharim. Halachadal. Once a person is mechuyev to do birkat hazimun because he ate together, he's not allowed to split up and say his birkat hamazon without a zimun. Now, when you get the shisha, however, you can still have two separate mezunans because you'll still have three for each one and there's no problem. But this is only ad asara. Once there are 10 people that ate together, then you're not allowed to split unless you have 20. And then you can have two minyanim of 10. Both of them can say Elokeinu. Now, it says, this is basically a lead up, as we'll see. It says that Hayayu Sheva Chel B'Shabbat, Shachach V'lo Yizkir Shal Shabbat, if a person forgets to say Ritzei, so Rav Omer Chozer, he has to say Birkat HaMazon over again. And Shmuel says, no, not Ad Kedekach, Eino Chozer. Furthermore, Shimon Bar Bahamer, so he says in the name of Rabbi יוחנן בשם רבי יוחנן, ספק הזכיר של ראש חודש, ספק לא הזכיר עם מחזירים אותו. If he's not certain whether he mentioned ראש חודש, he does not have to go back to the beginning of Birkat HaMazon. So now, the question over here is, Aliba, the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, it would seem pretty clear that you do not have to say Yala V'Yavo, not only because it's a suffix, but even if Vada you forgot, and it's not necessary to go back. So Ashkachan, you Polix, it turns out. And now we have a Brighter, so Julia Tana, who's arguing on Rabbi Yochanan, because it says in the Brighter that Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Korban Busav Kigon Rosh Chodesh, Kol HaShemoy, you absolutely must be maskir me'ina me'ora and yala v'yavo, and im lo yizkir ma'azirin oto. Without that, you have to say the Birkat HaMazon over again. But on a day that does not have a Korban Musaf, even though it may be a holiday, let's say Chanukah Purim, there you are supposed to say the Mi'in HaMa'ora. Of course, it's in Al HaNisim, it's not in Yala V'Yavo, which is about the Korbanot. V'im Lo Yizkir, and over there, if he did not mention it, Ein Ma'azirin oto, we don't make the guy go back and say over again something which was only in Rabbanon, and because of that, Al HaNisim is not Me'akev. So according to this Braita, it seems that if you forget to say Yala V'Yavo, that you absolutely must go back, because here we're talking about Birkat HaMazon, which is a Deoraita. So now, of course, this revolves a bit around the question whether there's a chiyuv of eating bread. If there's no chiyuv of eating bread, usually we would think that there's no chiyuv to say Yala V'Yavo, because it's not a chiyuv of the day at all. So in other words, according to the way this Braita understands it, it's a din in the day and not in the achila. Now, Chanan bar Abba, having once reached this stage, we can now talk about the following question. Chanan bar Abba v'chavraya. So Chanan bar Abba and his friends were having yatvin achlin b'shabta. There they were eating a chsirat Shabbat. And after they eat, min da achlin v'orchin, after they say Birkat HaMazon, kam ozalai. Chanan bar Abba got up. And he walks out. Sometime later, chazar l'gaban, he comes back and he finds them benching. Ashkachanu barachim. Amar, velokvar birachalim. I don't get it. Didn't we just say Birkat HaMazon before I left? Amrin lei. So they said to him, well, that's true, but mevorchim v'chazir b'mevorchim. The Ashkachan matkar de Shabbat. We forgot to say Ritzay, if you remember. And because of that, we need to bench again. Chanan bar Abba asked them. The Amar came, Rabba b'shem Rabun of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Umatuba b'shem Rav, that if you were Shulcheach, lo yizkir shel Shabbat, instead of that, you can say the bracha, Asher Natan Ruchal le'amo Yisrael, and that way you don't have to go back to the very beginning. So why didn't you do that? So he answered him, Cain, v'shiyisiyadat. True, but Khan, v'shiyisiyadatot. Where we're talking about that you had to go back, and that's what happened to us, is that we were no longer thinking anymore of being Masker Shabbos, and we started out to Avamitiv. Once you do that, it's already too late. Khan, where we said that you're able to say Baruch Hashem Matam Menucha, it's B'Shalois Yadato, that was without Hezeh Hadas, and because of that, it's a tremendous difference between the two. We remember it too late to be able to add. Asra B'nei Adam, Shayu Ma'alchin Baderech, Afa Pishkolom Ochlim Mikikar Achad, Kol Achad V'Achad Mevorech La'atzmo. So when people are walking along, they haven't been koveh themselves, even if they were all eating from one loaf of bread, it wouldn't matter. Each one is considered to be a separate sa'uda, and they do not motzi one and the other. On the other hand, yashvu v'achlu, once they sit down to eat, afa pishkol achad v'achad ochel mekikar atzmo. Well, there's just the opposite. Even if everybody's eating from a separate kikar, echad mevorech hayadei kulam, then one is mevorech for everybody. Rabbi Yirmiyah, now there was once a maisa where Rabbi Yirmiyah zamin l'chavri v'pundaka. There was Rabbi Yirmiyah in a hotel, and he invites everybody to go ahead and eat with him. It's not clear what this has to do with anything, but it would appear either that something's missing from the Gemara, or it may well be, like the Pnei Moshe says, that what it means is that when they were walking, he wasn't able to have a mezuzah, so he didn't want to eat that way. So when they came to the hotel, he invited everybody to the restaurant there so they could sit down, and they could actually make a zimun together. Halacha hei. Shtei chaburot shayochlim b'bayit echad. If you have two separate groups eating in one large room, b'zman shemik satan roin elit elu el mitzdarfim lezimun. So if some who sit on one of the tables sees some who are sitting on one of the other tables, then it's all considered to be a single place, and if they want to, they can be mitzdarif with one another. But if they can't see each other, that none of them can see from one table to the other, then they cannot be mitzdarif together, and elu mizamnim la'atzman v'elu mizamnim la'atzman. You don't say Baruch Priya Geffen unless you mixed it with a little bit of water, Devi Rabbi Eliezer. Even on wine that is unmixed, as they used to drink always with them, water that's mixed with it, you still say Baruch Priya Geffen. So Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina, say over Bishem Rabbi Zira that Lishnei Batim Nitzracha. Basically, the question over here that was needed as a Chiddush is where they were eating in two separate rooms. But it's obvious that if they're eating in one room, that they can certainly be mitzdarif lezimun. And the only reason that the Mishnah says that ochlu b'bayit echad is because of the second part, which is shtei chaburot, where in mikzatam roin elu et elu. On Rabbi Yochanan ben, when do we say this, that two separate chaburos can be mitzdarif? That's davka shenichnesu misha'arishonam anatkin. But if initially they hadn't intended to do such a thing, then they wouldn't be able to be make a zima together, even if they would see each other. I had this myself to me last night at a wedding, where exactly this was the situation. But because it was a very small wedding hall, so people ate in different places. And the question is, can you be mitzdarif since you came al dat to be mitzdarif? So if Rabbi Yochanan was talking about even the case where they're eating b'shnei batim, which is what we said, and before that, so this would mean that you could be mitzdarif if b'ksatam roin elu et elu. Yilid beit nasiyin, and there are lots of people who are invited into the beit hanasi. And basically he goes around and he talks to different groups because, I mean, he's got a lot of political responsibilities, and he doesn't put everybody together. He has different lobbyists and so on, eating with their own, you know, the APEC people eat on the APEC table and so on. So, how do you view that? Do you view that as a bayit echad? Or do we say that since they've been separated in this way, we should view them as shnei batim? Well, nomar, it should be actually something that is logical. I mean, imaya darkan. If the norm was that these people would mix on some level and they would, you know, go to the different tables or walk by if they're going to a buffet, so then it's all together. So then mizamnim benim lav ain mizamnim, because the whole point here clearly is that they're separate groups. There was Rabbi Rachel who needed to speak to a large group in the Beit HaMidrash. The Beit HaMidrash was divided into two rooms, and there was a door between the two rooms, and he would have his Amora over there, was the Meturgaman, to give over the shir. And he used to there be mati v'hu mizamein alilin v'alilin. So the people who ate on either side of the door, since he was the mizamein, he was motzi everyone from the middle. Since, even though they didn't see each other, but he saw each other. The next thing we said in the Mishnah was, you can even so be mevorach. Now Rabbi Zreika, b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Chinuna, says that the Chachamim omodim to Rabbi Eliezer. And when it comes to kosher brocha, shehu noten etochomayim kosher, you at least need to add a little bit of water. And that's because the kosher brocha, we're very marked on in the mile of kosher brocha. We have 10 separate inyanim that we have specially. And to be noeg with kosher brocha above and beyond normal brochas. When the higin rabbona b'ayim kesed de kiddusha, they were also noeg to do this with the kos of kiddush. Not say Kiddush until they had a little maziga. It's because of that that many people indeed are careful to first pour a little bit in. So by the Sfaradim, that's an important part of the Kiddush ceremony. Now, Milta, the Rabbi Yosa, this thing that Rabbi Yosa Ben-Chinuna just said about everybody agreeing about kosher brocha actually argues Pligel Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah Tomkas, Rabbi Yonah would drink from the coast at the Soda, meaning it was like he was making Kiddush, and he was mitakein la, he would add wine for the next day's Kiddush. And the question was, actually, what wine did he use at the evening wine? Because even Tema, that it was mazug, like you're saying, then how did he did another Kiddush? I thought the din was that Ashoter Mashkin Mezugin Shavar Aleim Balayla, Tamam Berosho, that you're not allowed to drink from the same cup if it had water in it, and that becomes dangerous for drinking purposes. So it must be that he had not the night before added water to it yet, because otherwise it would have been considered to be a sakana. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that's not a problem. The only time we say that is where the wine was left over in metallic containers. However, if the wine was closed and it was in a container overnight, which is not metal, there's no problem the next day. And because of that, he was obviously careful to put it into maybe some kind of wooden covered container and so on.